What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Evolve You podcast. I am your host, Dr. Brian McElderry, holistic life coach, business mentor, speaker, and author. And on this podcast, we deliver you exciting episodes, not only from myself and my own experiences, but other influential guests we decide to bring on to share their expertise in health, business, or personal development to evolve you into the best version of yourself. So if that sounds good to you, if you're coming on for your first time, we appreciate you. If this is your 76th time, we appreciate you. If you could just do us a solid and go ahead and leave us a rating review either right now, before you listen in, if you're returning, or if you're a new listener right after this episode, we'd highly appreciate it. This just allows us to learn from you guys and hear what you got out of each episode that you listen to, but also just allows other people to see how you're benefiting and which episodes were good, which ones they should listen to by the actual listenership, which we appreciate. We want to build a community here on the Evolve You podcast, and we can't do it without you. So we just appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us. And if you could do that for us, that'd be greatly appreciated. Other than that, let's go ahead and hop in today's episode. This one is going to be on the topic of emptiness and loneliness. Right now, I do want to start off with acknowledging the fact that a lot of people are dealing with this. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people have parted ways with community building, right? They are in this state of loneliness or maybe emptiness. And this doesn't mean the fact that you are physically lonely. I mean, you could have senses of loneliness in large crowds and events and parties and gatherings, all of that. You could still feel empty and lonely. And if you're struggling with this, I want to go ahead and start off with offering you support. So if I could help you or direct you the right way, go ahead and shoot us an email down below so we can direct you the right way of how you could gain community or support. I do have a free inner circle where we have people just supporting each other and loving on each other. And I'd love for you to join that. The links will be down below in the show notes. However, I do want to give us some strategies of how we can actually get out of this sense of loneliness or emptiness right now if you're feeling it. And some of you may be listening right now like, I'm okay. I'm all good. Everything's good in my world. I don't feel any of this. And I say this to say that everyone has felt this at some point in time. I think the key factor here is the awareness of it when it happens. It's heightened for others and it's kind of suppressed for others. And it just depends on which level of awareness you have. If you try to mask it, or it's just so heightened that it gets you into this anxious state, right? So what I want us to do on this episode is come together as a community. Even though I can't see many of your faces right now, I know you're listening intently, maybe and you're waiting for get the keys and the strategies. If you're returning listeners, you know I love to provide those. If you're new here, I definitely try to give strategies for you to implement when you leave this episode. So some things I want to point out is that, again, healing loneliness requires more than just simply kind of seeking out company, right? A lot of us right now in this state of quarantine or loneliness or emptiness that we might have from being able to go out and express ourselves and mask our tough days at work. Now we've got to come home. We got to stay around our spouses where we actually have to communicate. Maybe our kids are at home. Maybe you live alone and you're still trying to build community in your current city or your space that you're in. And you're like, man, when I was just getting going, now I feel stuck again. I feel lonely. I feel empty. I feel not worthy. I'm having to tap into my emotions and the negative self-talk that was coming in and creeping in the past. And I thought I'd have gotten over it, but now it's coming back, right? So a lot of times we can seek out company, but what happens when you're seeking out either the wrong company or you can't seek out company anymore? Because right now we are quote unquote quarantined for many areas of the country and parts of the world. So what I want to mention really quick and transition into what this looks like. I think a lot of us are trying to connect with our true selves. We're trying to find our purpose. We're trying to understand ourselves more. And I want to start off with this and saying that your true self is your spirit. It's kind of this infinite and eternal battle, right? It's both. It's the fact that you have this internal battle, but you also have an external battle, and all encompassing along with God's power. And if you're a believer, of course, you have this spirit about you. There are many qualities associated with your spirit, and that's love, compassion, empathy, creativity, intuition, just this fulfillment and bliss of life, your potential, all of these things that are encompassing of what your spirit is, right? We a lot of times can't even define it. It's just this thing. It's like, I have a lot of spirit. Or we try to tap into our true selves through our spirit, and we don't know how to define it. So I wanted to throw out some things you may recognize right there. So when you're establishing this awareness of your true self, you feel loved, you feel lovable, you feel connected, you feel just good about yourself, right? Whether that be when you're alone, or whether that be you're out and about with friends, you could be out at an event by yourself and you just feel like, man, I'm having a great time. Hey, how are you? What's your name? Right? Have you ever been that person where you just had a great day and it just felt like your spirits were up and you just went out and you were talking to everybody? Or maybe you went to an event by yourself. Maybe it'll be a work event, or you're invited to a party or a gathering or a connect group if you're in church, and it's your first time going and you're like, man, like, I don't know anybody, but my spirits are up. I'm welcoming in. I feel loved. I feel connected, hopefully, and I feel good about myself. But there are other times where you might go these places, or you might be alone and you don't feel any connection with your spirit. It's this sense of loneliness and emptiness where a lot of us wonder why, you know, well, why was I, who is Brian? Or I want you to state your name. Who am I? Why was I even brought on this earth? What am I supposed to be doing here? There's 7+ billion people in this world. And why am I even important? Other people can do what I do. We start having this talk about ourselves, and we start to compare ourselves by scrolling a lot of times. And this is going to be another factor and another kind of barrier in the way of people discovering themselves and coming into this true awareness when there's nothing else to do, per se, when people were distracted by work, or either they're working from home and they have ample time, or, you know, free time, per se, to kind of scroll and look what other people are doing and checking on the news, and they get distracted and they fall into this funnel and trap of negative self-talk. So this feeling an inner lack of is kind of universal. It's universal, excuse me. It's a result of a restricted state of awareness, which means that you aren't able to tap into who you truly are by putting some things into practice. You feel almost constricted. There feels like there's boundaries to who you are, or you think you are in reality, but there's this wall up to another person on the other side, right? That you're trying to discover, or you're trying to figure out why you were even placed on this earth. Because now, with more ample time that we have, we start going into these thoughts. And I've said this many a times on this podcast that you're going to have, and there is statistically shown that there's between 40, 50, 60 plus thousand thoughts a day. And that could even be heightened now, because now you're not going through the normal routine of life. Now you have more time to think, and that could be a thing that's good for you, or for some, they could fall into this trap, and I don't want you to fall into the trap. So what are some practices that we can put into place, right? This is where the strategy part comes in. The number one step I want you to start off with in healing this emptiness or loneliness is to offer yourself some form of acceptance, or compassion, or just being able to tap into your emotions. And I've said this time and time again that we must welcome in all emotions. We must welcome in the positive and the negative. And even more so now in this present moment when you are feeling lonely and empty and you have more time to think, whether you are alone physically, like I said, or you could even feel alone when you're at home with the family. You have a spouse next to you or you're dating somebody right now and you're just wondering if this is even it, right? Because you're spending more time with those people and you're starting to see little things that maybe were masked before because you were going to work, you were having to do certain things, you were out and about enjoying life, planning life, and now life is like put on pause for some, and now you have ample time to think, man, why did we get married again? Why are we dating? Why are we saving? What are we saving for? What are your goals? Right? And this is more relationally, but if you are thinking right now that I'm just empty and alone, Brian, I'm just a solopreneur. I'm just a solo individual right now trying to figure out life. And if you're a student, if you are at work, if you're an entrepreneur, whatever you're doing, this could still be a factor that you start questioning within yourself. You don't have to question about others in your life, but you could start questioning yourself saying, man, what did I even want to do with my life, right? Do I even love myself? Do I even know who I am? My morals? What do I believe in? What are my goals? What do I want? How do I want to use my gifts? What are my gifts? How can I impact society? Right? All these things that we start to say to ourselves are going down this rabbit hole. So my point being, the first step is we have to welcome in all those emotions. Every time you feel lonely or anxious or feeling like you want to leap and give up and you start to have judgment and shame start to creep in, you want to practice this self-compassion. Even if you have to put into practice in verbalizing some positive affirmations for you, there's a EFT practice as well. I have it inside of my programs. But again, reach out to me if you want to learn more about anything that I'm talking about here. EFT is emotional freedom techniques. It's a tapping technique where you're actually, for some, it's a cue, right? If you're tapping on your heart and you're saying, right, if you pray and you want to cover your hand over your heart, or a cue for prayer a lot of times is to close your eyes and bow and get on your knees, just cues that you may need to heighten that sense of self-compassion and acceptance, right? So you want to see this as a message, letting yourself know that you're aware of your true self and your loving nature, and that you want to accept all that your thoughts have to throw at you, per se. And you're not hiding anymore. You're not running. You're not trying to mask it. You're not putting it in a box and closing the lid. You're not doing all these things that are eventually going to build so much anxiousness and pressure on you to when you come out, are you going to be a better individual? That is what I see right now during this time, and being optimistic. And you know, guys, I'm a holistic life coach and business mentor, so I go back and forth, and I never want to, my first goal for people is to understand themselves more. Even with my business clients, I try to tell them all the time, if you can understand yourself, if you can understand you more, then you're going to show up more confidently to the people you're trying to help and serve. If you're coming from a place where you're still trying to figure things out about you, which is vulnerable, you can express that, you can go through that journey as well at the same time. But a strategy includes understanding yourself first, and then you have more clarity of how you can help and serve people in whatever capacity that you're in. So the second step and the second practice is, of course, as many are familiar, some meditative practice. I mean, this is something that I still do, whether it be official meditation, whether it be 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. This could be a prayer meditation for you. Maybe you don't officially meditate and you haven't been able to tap into meditation as you would like in being present in the moment and welcoming in these emotions. You get distracted, right? Maybe prayer is something for you. Maybe you have to designate a certain time, whether it be you wake up an hour earlier so you have some quiet time, or just go to sleep a little bit later and really take that time to analyze the day and maybe even jot down and journal some things that you had wins for the day and opportunities for the days to come. So tomorrow you're like, okay, this is going to be something I can work on today and I can better myself from the day previous. Right. So you want to make sure that you're doing some type of meditative practice. If you do need some tools and some guides, I have some linked down below in the show notes, even some apps and some prayers that I pray as well. So let me know. Also, if there's anything that you're doing currently that's working for you, share them with me. Shoot me an email. I'm on all social platforms. Shoot me a message and I'll check on it. Tag me. Reach out. Let me know what's working for you. So a meditation that, here's a quick meditative practice. So you want to sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, gently place your attention on your heart. This is a heart meditative practice. You want to center that attention on the center of your chest. And as you breathe in and out naturally, you want to keep the tension on your heart. So as you're centered and breathing normally, focusing attention on the breath in and out, you also want to maybe even see if you can tap into your heart beating. Is it beating fast? Is it beating slow? After a few minutes, I want you to open your eyes. And immediately before you jump into the next task, making your breakfast, making your coffee, whatever you're doing, just pause for just a few moments. Just notice how you feel. Whether it be a prayer, whether you do this meditative practice where you find one, whether you have an app, whether you have your own routine that you're doing. I think people forget about the pause. They forget about those silent moments when they know they feel better, but it's the awareness of feeling better that kind of drifts away because you go immediately into the task and, oh, did my meditation, ready to go for the day, right? So as you observe, you'll start to feel maybe your heart rate slowing. You will start to feel yourself a little bit more lighthearted, per se, no pun intended. You might feel yourself just feeling a little bit better. Even some of the things that you said in your meditative practice, even if you did verbal meditations, affirmations during the meditative practice, maybe you even start feeling this confidence and clarity and joy as you begin to do your next task. Almost everyone will find different results. But if you can find one thing that you felt that was more clear to you, if you felt that you cultivated more self-compassion, more awareness, the realization that you connected with your true self, that you have ignited that love and that joy and that those innate qualities within you that have always been there, right? But now you're more aware of them, that you do have the ability to show up and show out. They haven't been lost. They've only been forgotten. They've always been there. As you remember who you really are, that emptiness and loneliness and lack of fulfillment in life and that radiant spirit within you, it will begin to emerge to the surface, so much so that not only you will see it, but other people will see it as well. This is how we're going to all come together during this time, and we're going to emerge better than we were before. We're going to go out into communities. We're going to serve as powerfully as we can. We're going to pray for people. We're going to love on people. We're going to show up at our job place differently. We're going to start that business we want to start. We're going to start the podcast that we want to start. We're going to get our shoes on. We're going to pick ourselves up out of our quote unquote misery. In these times right now where we feel like we are stationary and stuck in quarantine, and we are going to come out better. We're going to use this as an optimistic time to pull those gifts that have always been within you. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. If this helped in any way of how to just something, right? I want to make these short and sweet per se, but also make sure that you're getting something out of it. Maybe you hopefully enjoy it and you took the 20 or so minutes to listen up, and maybe these 20 minutes were valuable in your day. So let me know if they were. Leave us a rating and review down below. Message me. Share this out with somebody. Let me know if you shared it. Shoot me an email. I want to know how it helped you. And everything, of course, is confidential if you do reach out. Thank you guys so much, and I will see you in the next episode.